I'd originally imagined that I'd be writing my first journal entry under happier circumstances, but I find myself writing today as a little girl without a daddy. He ended things with me this past Monday. We were communicating by text, and he told me to do a small task. Admittedly, that morning I was feeling particularly bratty, so I asked Daddy how he could know whether or not I'd done the task, and how he could know whether or not I'd lied. He said that he was relying on trust, so I tested the waters. I wished hundreds of times that I could take this moment back, and lied, saying I'd done it. A minute or so later, I texted him that I actually hadn't, and waited with anticipation for his reply. I was wet at the thought of disobeying him, because I thought I knew what the outcome would be. When he finally came to Seattle for the first time to see me, he would show me what disobedience leads to. My clit pulsating, my mind began racing with thoughts of all the possible punishments he could possibly inflict on me. Tie me down, spank me, make me cry, Daddy. Fuck my whore throat, Daddy. Abuse me into submission until I'm a spit and cum-covered mess so you can show me that I'm nothing without you. I thought of the first moment after we'd entered the hotel room, whether he'd push me against a wall, rendering me helpless against the strength of his body, and then fuck me mercilessly, or perhaps he'd make me get on my knees in front of a wall for 40 minutes as he ignored my cunt getting wetter and wetter, until I'd be literally begging for his cock. Maybe he'd tie my body in a way that was really uncomfortable, and he'd make me lick his ass until he felt I'd made up for my transgression. I still can't believe how quickly thinking of Daddy makes my pussy ache from a primal want, like a slut in heat begging to be filled with cum. So, you can imagine my confusion when Daddy's text response was, "Okay, this is actually pointless. My time is precious to me, and this all of a sudden feels like a total fucking waste of time." I'm only reconstructing this from memory, but I'm almost sure that when I read those words, my heart stopped. I didn't realize until speaking with Daddy on the phone, after he terminated the relationship through text, that I hadn't come across in the flirty, bratty way that I'd intended to. To him, I'd come off as arrogant, narcissistic, bitchy, and not serious about wanting a daddy little relationship. I was truly stunned that the misunderstanding had such grave and immediate consequences. Trying to remain numb and stave off the pain for as long as possible, I got stoned and extremely drunk to predictably terrible results. Daddy was extremely patient with me, loving in all sorts of ways that I've been craving to be loved for years. But I think, though I have fault in our breakup, it wasn't unreasonable for me to withhold my full subservience, if for no other reason that the mental/physical bond between Daddy and I was still in its infancy. I truly expected to be with Daddy for a long time, and I thought he'd understand my hesitation in fully giving myself to him as his little girl so early on in our dynamic, especially considering how little time we've actually spent together in person. What makes our breakup especially difficult is knowing that the chemistry I had with Daddy was undeniable. I met him in Portland on a beautiful sunny day for the first time on what was, he revealed to me later, his birthday. It was almost too perfect. Daddy loves brown hair, brown eyes, small tits, and stoner girls with fierce intelligence, and in me he found all of those, as well as an insatiable sex drive that matched his own. And I wanted an older man with his life together, with incredible business acumen, who could make me come with the sound of his soothing but powerful voice as I was riding his cock, who'd hold me when I felt like the world was crumbling around me, who'd kiss my neck gently, barely touching my skin with his lips, sensitizing the spot, oh, the spot, right behind my ear, to the point where even just a breath could make me squirm and moan from agonizing pleasure, who'd come up with a schedule for me to follow so I'd start seeing concrete and positive improvements to my general well-being and health, who'd respect that I'm a near-anal virgin and scared but willing to try it with the right person, that I want to keep my pussy especially tight and as a result don't like being fingered with more than one finger, that I want to get around to water sports when I'm eventually ready, that I want to be fucked like a whore in heat but also treated like a little girl with valuable ideas and dreams and hopes. I had found all that in Daddy. And while I'm making the necessary preparations to move on, I'm not going to pretend like this doesn't hurt like fuck. But I keep coming back to a truth that I'm having trouble processing. I don't need daddy. I never did, and I never will. I can, could, and for the next little while, probably will be my own daddy. I have all the elements for success. My whole life, I've just been standing in my own way. I don't need a daddy to solve my problems because, as I'm rapidly discovering, I can solve them myself. But I want daddy, because only his approval really made it feel like it was worth doing all the things that are good for me. I have to accept, though, the very real possibility that I've lost that chance. I must make decisions on what to do next. So here I am, with myself, holding the remnants of what was, for a brief moment in time, a perfect relationship. A few core rules, and a schedule that had been introduced during the course of our short-lived dynamic. He gave me these rules and the schedule so I could perfect myself to become an even better, hotter, smarter, sexier slut than I am now. And while daddy isn't around, those are still my goals. That's why I've decided that, with or without daddy, I'm going to follow his rules and his schedule as best as I can to become the perfect little girl. I'm definitely not looking for a new daddy. There's only one daddy for me, and he was it. But I'll hold myself to daddy's standard, even in his absence. The truth is, I don't need a daddy to aim to be the best little girl I can be. I just wish he'd stuck around because I think he'd have been proud, and I really loved him.